It is the review show on the Anfield Wrap. Belated review after Liverpool 3, Brentford 0. Was it 3-0? It's been two days now. It's a 3-4-5, I forgot. It's Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson, Sean Rogers. We'll go through the game and with a degree of hindsight after we've had a couple of days to digest it. And Sean, I'll come to you first. Is this Klopp's strongest team with who he has available in this spell? We saw that there was a bit of disruption in the Arsenal lineup. There was a bit of maybe looking at a couple of things, but it looked like we questioned the Oxlade-Chamberlain thing at the time, and you know, whatever happened around COVID and the breakout, whatever was going on with a sports science perspective, it looked like he wanted him ready for this one, and particularly Jones as well, which is interesting in relation to the last fixture. When you look at it, it's the same back six, it's the same back five with the keeper, and it's the same midfield. Maybe the thing that he's seen what Brentford are about now too with that and gone from there.
Yeah, I think it's definitely our strongest 11. I think there's obviously a debate to be had about where you place them without, not necessarily without the ball potentially, but in terms of where you want them operating with the ball. And how that gives us potentially the creativity and goal scoring threat that A, we need against the low blocks anyway, regardless of who's in the team, and B, who we do put in the team. I did like a sort of little Twitter poll sort of last week after the Arsenal game, and it was interesting. There was a complete spread, really, of what kind of shapes and systems everyone would pick, from 3-5-2 to sticking with the 4-3-3 for the consistency of that work to a diamond, which isn't that far removed from the kind of 4-3-3 Klopp operator or 4-4-2. You know, I sort of nailed my colours to the mast and said I would think them personnel are the best ones, but I would prefer to see them in a 4-4-2. And two things with that. That's easy for me to say because I've not got to worry about throwing our patterns of play and shape and tactics and all the other stuff out the window with all the mayhem going on right now. So, you know, if Klopp was listening to this right now, he'd have every right to issue at least 17 swear words and call me every name under the sun for being stupid at even thinking that that's an easy thing to do, especially with that kind of turnaround time. But I do think it's interesting that I think when you see the game played in the first half, I do think Liverpool try and operate a bit of a hybrid that I think without the ball, it's extremely clearly a 4-3-3. But with the ball, there's obviously, I think, a lot more flexibility for Jota to go central and to get into them sort of central areas, and see that with some of the deliveries from the right-hand side where he's almost operating as a centre-forward and Jones drifting out more wide left. It almost looks like a flexible 4-4-2 in terms of our attacking shape, and to give them that kind of flexibility, and then when we lose it to try and get back into that 4-3-3 as quickly as possible. And I wonder whether that's something that depends on personnel, because you know, you wouldn't necessarily want, say, Thiago if he was in the Jones role doing that, but I do wonder whether that's something, at least in the short term, that you might see a little bit more of.